on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This morning on the third hour of Today, flipping out. The LSU gymnastics team winning their first ever NCAA championship after those epic performances. And the celebrations aren't over after that emotional victory. We've got one of the team's biggest social media sensations, Olivia Livy Dunn, with us live. Plus, soaring again. As mortgage rates continue to rise, we're going to break down what we all need to know, whether looking to buy, sell, or save. And Run, Lieutenant, Run. We'll meet a naval officer who just finished an epic journey running across the country from California to New York, all for an inspiring cause. Today, Monday, April 22nd, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today. I'm Al, along with Chanel. Kaylee Hartung is joining us.
Hey.
Greg is on assignment. Dylan's got the day off. And we want to say happy Passover to all who celebrate the holiday beginning tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? In honor of it, we have two kinds of matzah. I tried this last week.
Yes.
It's not kosher, but okay. It's awfully darn good.
Okay.
It's from Chef Hillary Sterling at New York City restaurant Chisiamo. And it comes with horseradish butter, which of course is part of the Passover celebration.
Horseradish butter.
Just dip it. Maybe just dip it in.
Just dip it in.
I was trying to be polite, but.
So as we said, not kosher, but then over here.
What is this?
This is real matzah. It's a matzah pizza.
No.
So, or if you're in Mexico, Machu Picchu.
Good.
I'm not mad about this. Add some cheese on top, and I think this is going to be great.
Is this a thing, or is this just...
I think it's here,
for
so
our
it's
pleasure?
A thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you, oh. Sorry.
There you go.
Part of it
I didn't want to drink that water anyway.
Say, who needed that water?
But guys, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Celebrations in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana are still going strong this morning after the women's gymnastics team at LSU won their first ever NCAA championship. It was an emotional victory for the Tigers, and one of the team's most famous stars, Olivia Dunn, is going to join us in just a minute.
Yep, so we'll talk to her in a minute, but first, let's go to NBC's Sam Brock, who has more on the big win and really what it means for the growing interest in women's sports. There's been a theme here this month. Sam, good morning.
Yeah, it's huge. Guys, good morning. And Kaylee, I knew there was a Louisiana link, so congrats to you as well. And yeah, you were talking about a situation where the LSU Tigers had finished second, guys, three times since 2016, but couldn't quite get over the hump and pass their rivals. Now that has changed, they become just the eighth school in the history of the sport to win a national title, pulling it out in the final rotation with an incredible beam performance.
It was a roaring victory for LSU. On Saturday, the Tigers snatching the NCAA Women's Gymnastics Championship for the first time in history. LSU's performance seemed destined to vault them to victory. But with Utah barely leading heading into the final rotation, a battle on the beam ensued. And junior Aaliyah Finnegan needed to nail it, which she did, notching a near-perfect 9.95 and pushing the Tigers to the top, the emotion palpable.
We wanted this so bad! I wanted it for them!
LSU's historic championship win comes amid a colossal boost in women's collegiate sports. From Caitlin Clark's dominating presence on the basketball court, smashing viewership records in the NCAA tournament, to last year's volleyball match between the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Omaha Mavericks, which set a record for the largest crowd at a women's sporting event with 92,000 people packing Memorial Stadium. Back at LSU, the gymnastics team leads the nation in attendance. Flush with stars like Livy Dunn, who didn't compete in the national championship, but was a critical part of the team.
Hey guys, come to beam with me.
And who's amassed 8 million followers on TikTok alone, allowing her to land lucrative NIL endorsement deals, as she told Today last year.
I'm very grateful to be making seven figures. It is
very cool that someone in college has the opportunity to do that now.
And Livy's not alone. The Washington Post reports since July of 2021, LSU gymnasts have disclosed 75 deals worth a combined $4.9 million. Now, with a brand new title, champions, consider the bar officially raised.
And that title-clinching beam performance wasn't just the highest in the program's history. It was the highest score in NCAA championship history. As for 2025, guys, Aaliyah Finnegan will be back for her senior year. Livy Dunn, maybe. She has a fifth year of eligibility left because of COVID. Maybe you can go straight to the source and find out plans for next year.
Back to good you. One.
That's
we'll
a good idea,
right
Sam.
We'll do that right now. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, timing is everything, because joining us right now is LSU gymnastics champion Aaliyah Livy Dunn. Livy, good morning and congratulations.
Hi.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited. Yay.
Well, we're so thrilled you're here with us. And we want to give you and the whole LSU team just a huge congratulations
Yay.
On the win. So has it sunk in yet now that you've had about 24 hours to think about this?
You know what? It is still feeling just unreal. I'm still trying to get my voice back from cheering so loud. It was an unforgettable experience, and I'll probably be thinking about it for the rest of my life.
I can imagine. You didn't compete in Saturday's competition, but as you said, you were there on the sidelines cheering your team on. What was going through your mind during that final battle on the beam? I can't even imagine, if you're Aaliyah, what that felt like, you know, when she was doing her routine.
Yeah, I had so much confidence in Aaliyah and her abilities. I see what she does in the gym every day, and I knew that's exactly what she was going to execute in her routine. And it was probably one of the best beam routines I had ever seen her do. Mm. And tears filled my eyes, tears filled Tiger fans' eyes, my team, her eyes. It was amazing.
Liv, women's sports has had such a huge surge in the last couple of years, and this win really adds to that list. I know, as somebody from Baton Rouge, this is a long-awaited victory for LSU women's gymnastics. Shout out to Dee Dee Brough for all she did to build this program over the decades that she was leading it. But what does it mean to you all, knowing that you are now a part of history?
Yeah, just like you said, now we have made history, and this is our legacy. We're going to bring our families back to LSU and see that we brought home that national title for those three letters, LSU. And it's something that's bigger than ourselves.
So Livy, not only are you an accomplished gymnast, which is pretty obvious, but you are a superstar on TikTok, as we mentioned, with over 8 million followers. How important is it using that platform to put a spotlight on your team's work? And what do you think about the possibility that TikTok could go away if this bill is actually passed, that they have to either sell it or get rid of it?
If I'm being honest, I didn't quite know that TikTok was going to get banned. I've just been training every day in the gym and just working on my gymnastics and doing what I love. And that's what I love to focus on. And yeah, I mean, I haven't really thought about it too much.
How long have you been doing gymnastics? I'm sure you were tiny.
Yeah, I've been doing gymnastics since I was 3 years old.
3 years old?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And you look back at what you're doing now, what you've been able to do for the sport. What would you say to that little girl?
I would say to my three-year-old self, just remember why you started. Mm. I love gymnastics. It's amazing, and it's so fun to do. I've always loved doing flips and staying active. And you don't know where it could get you. I mean, now we have a national title. So to just stick through it and work hard.
So, Liv, I've got to ask the question. You've got 1 year of college eligibility left. Now that you are a national champion, does that help make your decision about what's next for you?
I mean, it definitely makes me want to come back, but I haven't quite thought about it completely. I've just been focused on the now and winning this national title. So I'll definitely start thinking about it.
Well, it's a win either way, no matter what you decide.
Yeah. Livy, again, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Congrats.
Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Go Tigers. Hey, up next, guys, with mortgage rates soaring, how to navigate the real estate market, what you need to know whether you're looking to buy, sell, or save. We'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
We are back with a Consumer Confidential all about the real estate market. For the first time this year, mortgage rates jumped last week, passing 7% for a 30-year fixed loan. So what does that mean for you if you're looking to buy, sell, or maybe even save for a new home? NBC News senior business correspondent Christine Romans is here to explain. Good morning to you. So what does this mean for the overall market? My goodness, 7%.
Yeah. Closer to 7.5% than 7, yeah. Right? So the highest since last November. And we had thought that these rates would be drifting down this year, but they really just aren't. And what it means, it's cooled off home sales a little bit. We saw home sales actually stall from March, February to March. So people are looking at the affordability issue here and saying higher housing costs, higher mortgage rates, housing prices is kind of putting a little bit of a deep freeze in the market right now.
And Christine, if you are in the market for a house, one of the big things to know is that not all of these mortgages are the same. Can you talk us through the different options that are available?
So there's a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That is the one you always hear about. When I say mortgage rates are close to 7.5%, that's the 30-year fix we're talking about there. 15-year fixed, you pay the same mortgage amount, but in half the time. You can get a lower interest rate, but the monthly payment might be a little bit bigger.
Sure.
Adjustable rate mortgage, those were really popular the last 10 years or so. Really low rates there. Now, those rates, as they be, those ARMs, as they're known, some of those are going to start readjusting higher this fall. So watch that. And then if you're a first-time home buyer, there's an FHA loan. There are veterans. For veterans, there's VA loans that can have very low mortgage rates there. So check that out. There are ways to find some lower rates.
So Christine, you're looking at these different mortgage possibilities.
Yeah.
How do you try to find the best rate with amongst these things?
So you want to shop around for rates. And, you know, I always push people to look at credit unions and some of the big online banks. Credit unions often have lower mortgage rates. And you want to have a good credit score. 700s or higher will be the best mortgage rates. Again, when I say 7.5% for a 30-year fixed, it depends. If you have poor credit, it could be even higher than that. If you have very good credit, it could be a little bit less. And what do I mean by cleaning up your credit score? There could be a mistake, maybe a mispayment that it was erroneous. You can clean that up and raise your rate. Also, do not max out your credit cards every month. Even if you pay them all off in full, if you max them out and then pay them at the day they're due, to the credit card companies and to the credit scorers, it looks like you're under stress, that you're using all of your credit and then you're paying it off every month. So even if you think maybe you're doing that's a good thing for miles or points or something, it can look like you're under stress and lower your credit score.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Any other steps where people can perhaps save where they can?
You know, I think shopping around is really important here. You can consider refinancing later on if you must buy a house. Most people buy a house not because of a mortgage rate. They buy it because they have to move to a school district or they have a job someplace else. So even if you're getting a 7% or 8% mortgage right now, maybe rates will be lower next year. You could refinancing. And everything, ask for discounts. Your home insurance rates have been rising too. Go back there, shop around for your home insurance policies. Make sure that your credit is super clean and stellar so that you get the lowest mortgage rate with the best credit score that you can.
And if you want to start saving for a down payment, maybe buy this house a little bit later down the road, where's best to park that money right now?
So the flip side of high mortgage rates is high savings rates. And we haven't had that in a long time. So you can get high yielding savings accounts that are paying 4%, brokerage accounts that are paying 5% just to park your money safely.
Wow.
So I would say look for the highest certificates of deposit, high yielding savings accounts, and make sure that you're putting money away every month, that you're getting that net in there and letting it grow so that you can finally make that investment down the road. Remember, the bigger the down payment, the less you're financing and the less those interest rates really matter to you. So everyone, even if you're not looking to save up for a down payment right now, people should be using this last window here of high interest rates to save and get money for your savings. So I hope everyone out there is really thinking about putting money away every month for the future. It's really important.
And 5%, that's significant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps. All right. Thank you, Christine.
Nice to see you guys.
Well, a lot to think about. And up next, guys, the top questions to ask the next time you visit the doctor that can help with everything from headaches to stomach issues. And later, we're going to meet the inspiring naval officer who just ran all the way across the country, covering 60 miles a day. Yeah, that's right. To get from California to New York. We'll be right back.
This morning on today's checklist, some questions that can transform our health. It's important for us to advocate for ourselves at our doctor's offices, but it can actually be hard to pin down what questions we need to be asking.
NBC News medical contributor and pulmonologist Dr. Vin Gupta is here with a list of five questions you should be sure to ask on your next visit to your primary care physician. Dr. Gupta, welcome.
Good morning.
So we've seen a lot of stories about this record high active drug shortages. So is that a good place to start? That first question to ask your doctor, should I still be taking this prescription?
Well, Kaylee, we don't ask this question enough, which is get a prescription checkup at least once a year, especially if you're older. 20% of older Americans, 65 years of age and older, are on at least 10 medications.
Really?
That's it's a lot of people.
Crazy.
That's polypharmacy. That's what we refer to in the medical field. Too many medications predisposes to falls, other potential side effects, reduces the risk or the chance that somebody will stay on the medications they need to be on. So things I look out for when somebody's in my care, are they on pain medications? Are they on muscle relaxants, benzodiazepines, that class of medications for which sleep aids are very common? Are they on any of those medications that we should inspect and potentially even say, you know what, you don't need to be on that medication anymore. Let's simplify your medication so you stay on the meds you need to be on.
So, Doc, there are folks who are experiencing headaches that actually could be migraines. Mm-hmm. Why do you talk to your PCP as opposed to just going to the drugstore and getting some over-the-counter meds?
You know, Al, the fact is OTC medications don't work for migraines. 50% of migraines across the country, 40 million people impacted by it, 50% of those don't know they have it. Mm-hmm. And the big problem here is it's very debilitating. Mm-hmm. You or a loved one, our viewers out there, probably know somebody, if not themselves, impacted by migraines. Very debilitating. And up until a few years ago, we didn't really have great options. It was triptans, medications you can only take for a specific period of time every single month, about 10 days a month. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem because people may experience migraines more frequently. We now have new therapies. It's an incredible age now. We have new preventatives, new therapies, injection format, once a month you take it. Important to talk to your provider. You don't have to suffer.
How do you know when your headache is more than a headache and a migraine?
So one-sided, if it's accompanied by visual auras, halos, people sometimes see halos. They also experience maybe GI side effects as well. So it can be full body symptoms with a migraine.
You mentioned GI stuff. It's for a lot of people. This is a big one. GI discomfort. What's the latest on that, and where do we start?
You know, often people say, when we think about gluten, Chanel is one example here, we think maybe celiac disease, but that's not very common. One in 133 people have celiac disease. Gluten sensitivity, though, some studies suggest maybe 30% of Americans have gluten sensitivity. Same symptoms after a big meal, bloating, other GI side effects. Have a conversation. Mm. Minor dietary modifications might mean a much more pleasant quality of life. Have that conversation.
Can you test for gluten sensitivity?
You know, you can't, but you can test for the presence of celiac disease, and then you can periodically remove gluten from your diet to see and do tests.
How you feel.
Now, the first time you go to a doctor, you typically fill out that long checklist about your family history. It takes forever. But is that something you should revisit every time you visit your doctor?
Kaylee, you know, 50% of patient panels, doctors with large patient panels, only 50% of family histories are ever elicited in a visit.
Hmm.
But the other 50%, many reasons why that may not be the case. Maybe sometimes the patient just doesn't know.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, you haven't had that conversation, critical, because that can impact the timing of cancer screenings, of heart disease screenings, you name it. Also important to make sure you're not just focused on mom and dad, but grandparents, uncles, and aunts. Get that full aperture, that full picture here to make sure you know what's going on.
Because you might have to also genetic issues that your children have to worry about.
Absolutely. We talked about migraines earlier, Al. Migraines have a deep family family history, genetic risk factor, the greatest risk factor for migraines. So beyond cancer, beyond chronic disease, migraines even.
I didn't know that.
What about sleep? I mean, that's the one which on this shift, not so much. But what do we need to ask about our doctor about sleep?
You know, poor sleep is an epidemic across the world, especially here in the United States. We think 80% of adults don't get that requisite 7 hours. In some cases, there's a medical condition now that underpins why we're getting poor sleep. So if you're somebody has daytime sleepiness, maybe you've been told by a partner you snore loudly at night. Mm. That combination, 1-2, you should have a conversation about sleep apnea. 80% of cases go undiagnosed. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Beyond poor sleep, it increases your risk factor for high blood pressure, other ailments of the heart and the lungs because of untreated sleep apnea. And oh, by the way, we no longer have to commit people to that CPAP mask. Very uncomfortable.
People don't want to wear it.
They don't want to wear it. Oh, exactly, yeah. Chanel. There's new treatments now on the horizon that completely negate needing to actually wear that CPAP mask. Have a conversation. 80% undiagnosed. New treatments on the way.
All right.
We've really got to be prepared going into these appointments. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Dr.
Thank
Gupta.
You.
Thank you.
Coming up next, I can't even imagine this. You're try running 60 miles a day while trying to eat 10,000 calories a day. Ooh. Well, I've done that. but raising over $500,000 for a really important cause. This naval officer just did it, and he's going to be live in Studio 1A talking about that.
Wow.
Then later, we're going to celebrate Earth Day with some eco-friendly products to work into our daily routines. Third hour today. I'll be right back.
All right, back now with an incredible an inspiring story of grit. On March 1st, 28-year-old Navy Lieutenant Paul Johnson took off running in Santa Monica, California, heading east for New York. Since then, he's gone through 13 states, running more than 3,000 miles on foot to conquer the famed transcontinental route.
Well, guess what? Just yesterday, he finished his epic run in Times Square, all of it in order to spread an important message while raising money for a cause close to his heart. Paul joins us now. First of all, good morning. Congratulations. And thank you for your service.
Oh, my goodness. My God.
So everybody's got to be wondering, what is wrong with you? What made you do this?
I was bored.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm bored, but I basically spend about 60 hours a day watching TV. Why did you decide to do this?
When I was in college, I saw Pete Kostelnik, the current world record holder. He ran past, I went to Penn State, so he ran through State College because it's kind of like on the line with New York. Mm-hmm. And I saw him do it. I was like, that might be cool. I want to try that someday. And then 6-7 years later, here we are. That's
wow.
really it.
So
that's it.
You've been, I want to put this in perspective. People run a marathon. What is a marathon? 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
And you're running what, 60 miles a day?
About 60.
So you're
yeah.
running like 2.5 marathons a day, which is insane. And you've called this run your side quest with your main mission to help an important cause. Tell us about Team Red, White, and Blue. Let's talk about the causes. Your why.
Yeah. So, I mean, running for me is basically like a therapy for mm-hmm. me. You know, I've personally and continue to struggle with a lot of mental health issues. A lot of my friends and peers and sailors from the Navy. And I sort of discovered running as my coping mechanism. Mm. And the connection with Team RWB is they are the nation's leading veteran health and wellness community, over 200,000 members nationwide. And their emphasis is on the physical and mental connection and wellness.
Okay.
And so it's just really a natural connection that Team RWB and I kind of work together to promote the running, the physical activity, getting everybody out to come run while raising money for Team RWB themselves and awareness for the cause.
Mm. An incredible impact you can have with all of this. But back to the logistics.
Yeah.
How did this work? Give us a look at a day in the scheme of this journey. Mm.
Yeah. I would wake up at about 4:45 a.m. to two of the crew members banging on the side of the van.
I'm like, where are you sleeping?
I'm in the van. So I've got like a Ford Transit van, and I got a little twin size bed in there where I sleep. They'd bang on the door to wake me up at 4:45 a.m. I unlock the door for them, and they start stuffing food in my face and getting my clothes out and getting going. And by 5:31, because we were always a little bit late, but 5:30, we'd be starting to run for the day.
5:31. And how long are you running each day?
We capped it at 15 hours. So that's like 15 hours total between the 5:30. So we'd stop at 8:30. If I hit 60 miles before 8:30 p.m., we'd stop. If I wasn't there yet, then at 8:30, we would stop regardless, whatever my mileage was.
How do you fuel a 15-hour-a-day run? What are you eating?
Everything. you can't eat. Like, I can't just eat, like, three big meals a day because, like, your stomach can't handle it.
Sure. Mm.
So they were running a watch, and every mile or every 10 minutes, one of them would come out of the van.
Look at that.
Yeah.
But did you even want to – I remember, and again, this is, like, nothing compared to what you've done. I didn't even want to chew. Like, you're so
– No.
You don't.
No, because the first 10 days – the second – day two, we got caught in a sandstorm for, like, 6 miles.
Oh, jeez.
And I ended up not being able to, like, swallow or talk for about – a week and a half after that. And so, like, I couldn't eat food very well. Like,
And you had 50 days to go.
Yeah, we still have 50 days to go.
That's
so
crazy. How are you feeling after the? I noticed you got stuff wrapped around your toes. And
you still have all your toes?
I have all the toes. I only lost two toenails.
Oh. Which is, honestly, people lose two toenails just training for a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, all things considered, the feet are, like, perfect considering what we did. You know, every morning I keep my first two toes taped. I tape the bottom of my foot and just a lot of lube in the toes before you put the socks on and you're good to go.
They make toe lube.
I mean, it's just like
everything.
Ultra, like it goes everywhere. No chafing allowed.
We're out of time, but what's your takeaway? I mean, not too many people run from coast to coast on foot, and I'm sure you've met so many people and who have poured into you. What's your takeaway?
It's just been incredible the level of support that we received on this journey, because we post things on social media, but then to see the communities come out, to see New York show up yesterday for the level of support, shutting down practically the entire city, coming into Times Square, unreal.
Guys, he's heading back to active duty after this.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Work on Friday.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul,
thank you so
much for being here. And again, thank you
for
your service. Really
appreciate
it. Wow. All right. Well, next, little ways to make your daily rituals better for the environment, from your cleaning products to your morning cup of caffeine. I feel so lazy even just saying that. Like, let's sit down and have a little cup of tea.
Oh, but see, we can work out.
Okay, there we go. It's not working from coast to coast, but we do have a workout disguised as a dance party. How fun does that sound? We're going to give it a try when we come right back. Wow.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
He would lie his way into their dreams.
He was looking for James Bond girls.
How fun would that be to be a Bond girl?
Then twist them into a nightmare.
This guy has done this before. He'll do it again.
Until a group of women banded together to put him behind bars and keep him there.
You have to participate fiercely, fiercely in what happens next.
I'm Keith Morrison, and this is Murder in the Hollywood Hills, an all-new podcast from Dateline.
All episodes of Murder in the Hollywood Hills are available now. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Welcome back. It is Earth Day, so there's no better time to highlight a few products that help protect the environment. Whether you're shopping for food items or looking to make your beauty routine a little more eco-friendly, lifestyle expert Amy Goodman is here with some great selections. Good morning to you.
Hey, Amy. Good morning. I know we all want to do little things that can create a big impact. And these companies, whether they are innovating things or looking at ways to vertically integrate, they are proving that you can do things green.
I love that. You got a tasty start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is from Fresh Press Farms. This is five series of olive oils.
Okay.
And every part of what they do is environmentally minded.
Okay.
From vertically integrated mill, the only one in the United States, mm-hmm. where they do all of their production under one roof. You can imagine this saves on resources and gets the oil to you faster. Mm-hmm. Down to their aluminum packaging, which of course is completely recyclable.
Okay.
And also is cold pressed, which is a process that doesn't involve chemicals being released into the environment like other extraction methods.
Well, tastes
I hope
good.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
There's five different flavors. From pure gold to bold, mild, classic, then also a high heat. Those are the five types of oils you see before you.
I'm going to need some tea to wash that down. Tea bags can get a bad rap, but there are no microplastics or anything like that here. That's just tea.
Yes, this is from Iola Tea. And as you say, there is no bag because it is compressed loose leaf tea that they have patented. So because there's no bag, there's no bleach, there's no microplastics, no string, and little label with printing on it, right? You're just getting the pure leaf tea. They have 30 different varieties ranging from black, white, oolong, herbal, and functional teas, and they're truly, truly delicious. They work with small-scale farms and also very sustainable.
How about some beauty products?
Oh, yes. Clean and Green Beauty from Polite Society. These are their new Polite Pops. They're cruelty-free, non-toxic, and vegan. And I actually didn't put on any blush this morning.
Okay, let's
try. It's a powder blush stick.
Oh, it's powder.
So it goes on like a cream, but it actually turns into like a powder. It might seem a little bright to anybody watching at home, but you know you can layer this on, ladies. You can blend it with your fingers. You can use a brush blush. And it actually has really good for you ingredients like vitamin E and coastal plant.
It's got
that's
like
very
a little dewy. Yeah, I was just about to say it's pretty. It's got a little sheen to it.
A dewy finish, but it finishes powdery, which everybody is going crazy for on social.
You can feel it's matte. I mean, once you put it on.
It. That one's Paris, one of my favorite
colors. Pretty skin. Let's talk about cleaning our faces.
Yes, so did you know that your facial cleanser actually contains 90% water, and I mean like tap water.
Oh,
so
wow.
This is from C-Drop Skincare. These are plant-based cleansing facial palettes. I know you're looking at this like,
I've just never seen it before.
So with the kit, you actually get the Eterna Jar and also the refillables. There's 60 little facial pellets in each one. You put the pellet on your hand. You're just going to, actually, first we're going to crush it up as much as we can like a powder. Do you want to try one? You crush it up like a powder, as much as you can get it into a powder form, like so.
Right.
Okay. Then we're going to do a little splash of water. And it's going to create a foaming cleanser.
That
is amazing. This takes off all the oil, the dirt, the SPF.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very
look
foamy. And all natural
and you put
plant
that on your face.
And you put it on your face. It's unisex. It doesn't have any fragrance on it either, which is great. And it's great for all skin types.
You know what I like? If you're traveling. Your cleanser.
I just went to Mexico and I took like six of these little pellets
with
me. It's so light because there's
no
water.
You don't have to worry about the ounces.
Travel and TSA straight through.
Well, and what would also be good for travel, these wipes. I'm big on the cleansing wipes to take off that first layer of makeup.
Yes. So this is from Figure One in conjunction with Conservation Beauty, which is out of Australia.
Okay.
And so these are actually micellar wipes. So I just had one out. There it is.
I think I wiped my hands with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So this is a water-soluble wipe that can absolutely remove, using micellar oil, remove an entire face of TV makeup. I'm not joking. Here
look
we go.
That.
That's
so there's
the
sample
right there.
I know, right? And so front and back, you can use both sides. It takes it off absolutely beautifully. Okay. Now watch this. It completely is biodegradable in water.
Whoa.
So normally you
this is magic.
Under like your faucet. Right? I'm sorry because it's getting a little clouded, but it completely biodegrades. Now,
that's
if you don't throw
impressive.
It in the water and you throw it in the trash, it will naturally biodegrade in 14 days.
That's pretty cool.
Again,
this is how do it know?
This is the future. Yeah. Don't you think with products?
And again, great to throw. And this is actually compostable, and so is the box. You can just throw it in your compost at home.
Crazy.
Okay. Oh, and last for us, you've got this all-purpose cleaner.
This is from Method. What I love about this cleaning product, you can get it at your local grocery store. Mm-hmm. It comes with the aluminum spray bottle and the two glass concentrates. It's part of their new concentrates line.
Okay.
You simply put a concentrate in the bottle, you fill it up an inch from the top with water, and you can clean your home. Method products I've been using forever and ever. By the way, 96% you're going to save on plastic versus single-use plastic by using this kit.
That's impressive.
Or you can just buy the refillables.
I love that. This is also the future.
Yes, no, exactly.
For sure.
And
it's
we're
now,
we're
actually.
Here.
Yeah,
we're here.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how these work.
Amy,
how does that
thank
it's magic.
You. All right, now here's how you can learn more.
Need help making a difference? Hey Siri, how can I reduce my carbon footprint?
And next, get ready for it. We are going to get energized with a dance-inspired workout designed to boost your mood. We'll be right back.
Everybody, Siri is now talking back to them at home.
We've kicked off our shoes, some of us at least, and we are back with another Start Today workout that's sure to put some pep in your step with fitness trainer Megan McFerrin, her mom and her sister with us too. She's the operator of GLSEN. It's a dance-inspired low-impact workout that can boost your confidence, and she's here to show us how it's done. Tell us, why does this dance-inspired workout
get us moving in the way that it does to boost that confidence.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. This is a celebratory workout. It is for all levels. Okay. Anyone can do it, any age.
And this is your mom back
here. Yeah, this is my mom.
Mom back here has five kids. Can we give her credit?
There you go.
Can you believe? All right. It's just meant to get your heart rate going and have fun and move with joy, because we all want to do that.
Yes.
All right, so let's, you're going to start with a doorknob twist?
We're starting with a doorknob twist. Okay. Are you ready for
it? We're ready.
Sure. We're going to bring our legs just a little bit wider than our hips. You're going to reach your arms out nice and long, and you're actually going to twist a doorknob, imaginary doorknob, side to side. Oh, yeah, really feeling every inch of your arm. Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, getting into our obliques feels good. You can add some swag on there. Awesome. Nice, Janelle. That is our first move.
Okay.
You ready for the second?
Check.
Okay. All right, check. Bring your arms down. You're going to bring your toes to the top corner of the room right here. We're going to come into a little tiny squat right here. Boom. Now, next thing you're going to do is start to push something down just like this. It's fun. You can add a little swag on top. Push it down.
Swag.
Nice kick.
Some swag.
Oh, okay. That's
how we make it fun.
Because you used to dance, right?
Yes. I used to be a dancer. And this just brings so much more joy than doing a regular squat, right?
Love it.
Okay. So what we're going to do is you're going to add an arm, throw it up, throw it down. We're going to keep the same exact pulse. Throw it up, throw it down. This is called party up, party down. I just want to go whoop at the top. Party up, party down. Here we go. Party up. Try the other side.
And Megan, how many of these should you do?
So I like to do 8 reps as a dancer. We count in counts of 8. So I like to do 8 reps.
Modified.
Okay. Shake it out. All right. We're going to bring our feet right underneath our hips for this one. This is called a flick and a crunch. So you're going to bring your left arm behind you. You're going to flick away and give me a little oblique dip. So this is like a little dancer. Flick and center. Flick and center.
Where can we find you?
Amazing. Find what?
Where can we find these moves and you?
On the Glisten app.
Glisten app. So you started an app. You're a dancer and then
dancer started an app. So we're going to head into our next move, which is a little bit of dance cardio. Now, you can always step or you can be crazy like me and jump. It's completely up to you, So we're going to do a little elbow, almost like you're elbowing someone behind you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Al, that's awesome. Here we go. Elbow someone behind you. Let's do 4 times. 4 and 3. Nice. And really try to engage your core. Where do you hear? Last one. 1. Try the other side. Elbow. Nice. Elbow. Good. 4 times here. Let's go 4 and 3. Do you feel it? Yes,
I feel it. I'm looking at that.
Get out of my way.
Is this how we get the heart rate up?
I love it.
So we're going to do a little tiny sequence. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
2 elbows. 1, 2. 2 jumping jacks or taps. 1, 2. Other side. 2 elbows. 1, 2. 2 jumping jacks or up.
1,
2. Okay, Al. Yes. 1 and 2. Take it up. 1 and 2. 1. Yes, Janelle. 2. Up. We'll do last time right and left. Here we go. 1 and 2. Nice, Mom. 1, 2. Last one. 1.
It's like a workout.
Take it up.
It is.
It is. And it sneaks up on you, right? Okay, pause. Final move. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yes, ready.
Dance party vibes only.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to take our dance party arms. We're going to tap it out. Take it center. Take it center. Dig it out. Okay, so option 1, option 2. You can pick it up and get it going. Okay, taps. Okay, so now 4, 3, 2, and to the left. Let's try it. Tap.
This is where you live.
Tap or step.
This is where you live.
Tap or step. Ready? 4, this is 3, 2. All right, I need everyone to have just a dance party for a finale. Ready?
Okay.
Whatever you want to do. Ready?
Right, okay.
Go. Dance party vibes. Tap. For 4 and 3 and 2 and 1.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
My heart rate's up. The heart rate's up. I think ready to accomplish the mission.
Yes.
And guys,
listening.
You can check out these moves and more at today.com/starttoday. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, family.
Thanks so much.
I love that. We'll be right back.
You bet.
My heart rate is up.
Ooh, right? It's sneaky, right?
Good.
Yeah,
it's cute.
Before we go, we have to wish a happy birthday to Matt Greenfield, or Greenie, as we affectionately call him around here. He's our coordinating producer who took the morning off.
He took his birthday off.
And for his birthday, we're not going to say what else we called him.
Happy birthday, Greenie. Love you, Greenie.
Love you, Greenie. Hey, and tomorrow in the third hour today, the Fall Guys stars, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, they're going to take me for the ride of a lifetime. Can't wait for you guys to see this.
All right. Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, we got actor and singer Jonathan Groff stopping by. In the meantime, we hope to see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have a great day.